Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because Patrick Byrne is here. Patrick is a new member of our Brain Trust, and I'm glad to say that we're going to install him as a member of our Brain Trust, and we'll get him back again in the future, too, because I know he's got a lot of good stuff to talk to us about. He's the chairman of the board and the CEO of that company you know very well, Overstock.com, and he's our new friend. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
What an honor. I love small business, and I've been a small businessman, and it's great to be on the show.
Well, we're just so darn lovable and huggable, aren't we, Patrick?
Not me. You guys.
Well, but you know what I'm talking about. Who wouldn't want to be around a small business owner, right?
Right. It's really sort of the American way to just, you know, they're sort of the heroes of the economy.
We're the frontiersmen of the modern world, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. The cowboys and anyway, it's good to have you here. Let's talk about the economy. I know that a year ago you started telling people you started seeing some red flags, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
But tell us about that.
Well, I became convinced. Really, even 2 years ago, I became convinced. I started getting public about it after a while that the hedge funds had figured out a way to rob from pension funds. That the Wall Street banks were sort of in on the act. That the financial press and the SEC were going along for the ride, and that it was all going to end in some kind of systemic meltdown, some sort of terrible financial crisis. And at the time, a year and a half ago, people were just saying I was crazy, and they're not laughing so much these days, because
right.
All those things are starting to happen. I'm sure you're aware.
Well, they thought you'd brought a skunk to the Tea Party in those days, didn't they?
Right. Who no one wanted to hear it. It was pretty easy to see, though, in different ways, and one of them was that the regulator, the SEC, who looks over Wall Street, wasn't responding to certain things that were growing pretty obvious about things going wrong on Wall Street, and they weren't responding. It's as if a cop was standing outside a bank, and the alarms are going off, and
right.
There's gunshots, and the cop's just standing there, you know, eating a sandwich. You would understand something was up. The things just weren't working normally. And go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing that I've been very critical of Wall Street about is, and I have been now for several months, especially about this, Patrick, because what I've reminded people about is Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street.
Yeah.
Nothing happens on Wall Street until you and I sell something on Main Street, Patrick. Nothing happens on Wall Street. But what it is, though, is now we have for some time now, we've had the tail, the Wall Street, trying to wag the dog, Main Street. And now Wall Street, and this is my simplistic way of saying it, you're much more technical, you have a much more technical perspective on this, but my simplistic perspective is that Wall Street, you know, by trying to securitize things, which didn't add value to anything, only increased fee opportunities, Wall Street has created this crisis that we have, on some levels a global crisis, that really shouldn't have affected Main Street, but it is affecting Main Street. And that makes me mad. That makes me mad.
You got it. There was an economist, 70 years ago, John Maynard Keynes,
yes.
I'm sure you know, he said that an ocean of productivity can support a bubble of speculation, but an ocean of speculation cannot support a bubble of productivity.
And that's what we had in the 90s with the dot-coms.
That's what we have in the dot-coms, and it's also really what we had. Basically, Wall Street is a lot of speculation. Productivity occurs on Main Street.
That's right.
And, you know, Main Street does need, we need a place like Wall Street. We need a capital market for capital to move around the economy.
Right.
But it
right.
can't take over. The whole story became about Wall Street rather than about American productivity. And it's just turned into this big speculative, you know, bubble.
Are we going to learn anything from this? You know, I've got a book called that Charles McKay wrote in 1848, Extraordinary Popular Delusions of the Madness of Crowds.
Great.
Isn't that a wonderful book? And folks, this is, if you read that book, you'll say, well, if you were writing it today, he would have three or four more chapters. He'd have the junk bonds of the 80s. He'd have the SNL crisis of the 80s. He'd have the dot bombs of the 90s, and he'd have the Enron case in this decade, and he'd have the securities, the subprime meltdown in this decade. He'd include those chapters.
Oh, yeah.
They'd fit perfectly, wouldn't they?
They would. Well, I don't think we are going to learn anything, and I think it's because there are, I think, to be honest, our financial press in New York is...
Are they shills?
Oh yeah, you got it. That's exactly what they're lickspittles, they're lapdogs. You know, I used to have a really good friend.
Patrick, I need you to open up, man. I need you to tell us how you really feel about this.
No, I'm reticent. I can't tell you what I really think.
I forgot to mention in my introduction, folks, that Patrick is no stranger to controversy.
Oh yeah. In fact, do you want to expand on that, or?
Well, I don't want to get too far in the weeds because, you know, most of my audience don't care much about that. But
no, that's
but,
okay.
But, go ahead.
I'll tell you a quick story to illustrate it. A few years ago, I sat down with a very well-known hedge fund. Well, 2 years ago, I sat down with a very well-known hedge fund guy on Wall Street, and he's a good guy. Actually, he was trying to do me a favor, and he said, "Patrick, I need to tell you something. A few years ago, you were like a golden boy around here. Everybody loved you. You've become the most hated man on Wall Street I've ever known in my entire life. People, you could kill people, and you wouldn't be hated like you're hated now." And and that's because I had started coming out about a year and a half ago and just saying, "Hey, there's this enormous crash coming."
You turned the lights on.
Yeah. So I'm not too popular, except I don't know how they feel about me now because... it's starting, you know, it's all started to happen. It's unraveling. Yeah, I think Main Street, I make the same division you do, Main Street and Wall Street. And the truth is, in 1934, we got a government agency, commission, set up to protect Main Street from Wall Street.
Right.
And that's the SEC, and it's failed Main Street.
Well, interesting. Very interesting. Stand by, folks. During the break, I'm going to try to get Patrick to open up a little bit for us and to kind of, you know, tell us what he really thinks. And then we'll talk some more. I want to get Patrick to tell us what he thinks about what's coming in the future. And I think he can do that. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. What's good, the emotions on a guy? Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thank you for hanging around with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. Check them out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And we hope that you will and use it to your advantage. Patrick Byrne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Byrne. He's the chairman and the CEO of Overstock.com. You want to tell us a little bit about Overstock?
Sure. It's a if you've ever been to a closeout store, small store like that, or a outlet mall, we're like that on the internet. We buy on the internet. We're based in Salt Lake. We buy up goods, bring them into Salt Lake City, and sell them over the internet.
All right.
So we actually sell a lot to small businesses, by the way.
I know you do. No, I know a lot of people who do business with you guys, and thank you for making that service available to us. Patrick, when you and I talk about, we've been our frustrations about Wall Street, and I'm glad you said what you did. We need Wall Street. We need them to. We need an environment where capital can be made available to the growth industries, to the companies that need the capital, because banks can't do it all, and so we know that the growing small business owners know that very well, and so they do become important, but they to me, the measure needs to be, do they add value? Is whenever they do something, is this adding value to anybody, or am I creating another product that all its sole purpose in life, its only function is to create more money for people on Wall Street? Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with people making money, but I want them to make money on things that add value to the world. Is that too naive? Am I being Pollyanna here?
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the business is selling, the business of, you know, for example, selling mortgages, probably, you know, 70% of which shouldn't have been made, and then just, you know, packaging them and chopping them up, securitizing them and selling them off to other folks who don't really know what they're buying. You know, that's got to have an unhappy ending.
Yeah. Well, you could see it coming. But why didn't we learn anything? Why? I don't understand. Are we relegated to Groundhog Day with these things?
Well, I think there are some people whose jobs it is, whose interests are, that we don't see these things coming. I have a friend. He's unfortunately passed away now, but he was a professional basketball player, and I saw the sports writers around him, and what I realized is sports journalists aren't really journalists like you and I think of journalists. They're there to cheer guys on and you know, well, that's really what the Wall Street financial journalists are. They're like sports, they're cheering these hedge funds on and stuff. They don't have a critical eye about them, so we get into trouble.
Well, and if you wonder, folks, about what Patrick's saying, just go back and do a little research on what these guys were saying about Enron in about a month or two before they folded, maybe even the day before they folded.
Do you remember, it was on the cover, I think it was Fortune. Yeah. No, it wasn't Fortune, but somebody had them on the covers, like the most creative company in America, the most brilliant guys, all that stuff.
Right, and they were literally a house of cards. Okay, Patrick, let's get the Patrick Byrne crystal ball out. I need you to help us, because we're out here, we're making our budgets, we're managing our precious, precious capital, Patrick. We're taking care of our wonderful customers. We're trying to make sure that you know, some of us are having challenges, some of us aren't. Some of us aren't doing so bad. What do you see for the mainstream marketplace throughout the rest of 2008?
Well, for 2008 and beyond, I see interest rates. We're going to end up in an inflationary recession like we had in the early 70s, but this is going to be more severe.
Really?
I was
in that recession.
Remember, no one could figure it out. They thought you couldn't have the two things at the same time, but we had it.
Stagflation.
But it's going to be worse this time. So if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, or if you have any debt, you want to lock it in for as long as you can. You have to fix the rates, because when the rates go through the ceiling, if you have a floating rate, you're going to be paying a lot more. So it's better to pay a little bit more now and lock it in for the long term.
And do you think interest rates are going to come down for a little while, and then in order to slow inflation, they're going to go up?
Yeah, they're going to come down probably through this year as long as they can. At some point, the dollar's going to crack even more. You know, the dollar's down 50% in the last 2 years.
You're really a gloom and doom kind of guy now, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I think it's unavoidable at this point.
I'm not inviting you to my birthday party.
Well, I'm trying to do people a favor. If you have a mortgage, fix it for as long as you can, and try to get.
What about long range plan? What about long range planning for my small business?
Well, if it sells physical items, look at your supply chain and focus on making it as agile and as lean as you can, so you can operate with as little inventory as possible. If we do enter a high inflationary period, you want to be very lean on the inventory.
Yeah.
And I think people should just be defensive. On the other hand, the opportunities are going to come to the small businesses, as they always do. When we hit these speed bumps, it's in the cycle of creative destruction, the turning over of the garden, the tilling the garden stuff, it's the small businesses who are the ones who find the new opportunities and grow the new plants first.
Patrick, I've got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. We just ran out of time. Will you come back another day? I've got more to talk to you about.
Boy, as much as you want, Jim. It's great to be on.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Patrick Byrne, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back. Stay with me. Right back after these messages.
Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, and it's sitting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.